giving loans to people in this category that have a hard time getting their money anyplace else, and it's, you know, it's a developmental element, that sort of thing. And it's exactly the type of loan where political influence might be nudging it just a little bit, and that's the circumstances under which we want the disclosure, so that if there is any nudging, political nudging, it's there for all to see. I'll agree with you, 97% of the loans, or maybe more, maybe 99% of the loans, are not going to fall in that category. They're going to fall into category A. I don't know. I presume that housing loans would fall into category A, because they've got a fairly, I think they have a formula. I mean, your income has to be so high and stuff like that. So I don't think there's all that much discretion.
Student loans,
exact the same way.
Representative Burns.
Just want to make a comment on the ARC loans. Although their guidelines are very flexible, there are guidelines that they follow. And those guidelines are flexible in order to encourage development in areas that normally would not be able to attract capital dollars. So even ARC would be covered under here. The only situation I can think of is where, say, the Department of Commerce make a loan to a business, an entrepreneur or an individual that came out of their, say, designated grant dollars or whatever, but was not part of an established loan program. Rather than giving the person a grant, they give them a loan. And then something like that should ideally be disclosed, because it's not open to the public
to apply for the same thing. Agriculture is a good example. The guy in Fairbanks, they gave money to put the pig farm together. Well, it was a combination grant, I believe, and maybe a loan. And that kind of transaction ought to be disclosed.
Okay, now that we've gone through that, where do we think we have a problem in it? Is the language all right the way it is?
Chairman, I don't think we've got a problem.
Okay, let's go on. I would go on page 4, line 20. On page 4, line 20. Each February 1st, each loan agency. Excuse me, what are you giving me?
I don't know.
Rather than must.
It's working.
What's the matter with shall? Shall publish?
Mr. Chairman, I used my deodorant this morning.
That's it.
You said must.
Shall.
Strike for the man.
Shall publish a list of all outstanding loans to persons, or must? The must doesn't seem to, I've never seen must used too much in these bills. Have you?
Mr. Chairman, there's a drafting manual that covers most of these words of art. So I use the word may not instead of shall not, for reasons that's always kind of vague to me. But, and maybe under this circumstance, our drafting manual said must instead of shall in this case. I don't know either. I don't think it's a big deal either way. But you know, if you're more comfortable with shall, I don't see any objection to it. Shall.
And also line 22.
Shall then?
Yeah. Line 22, the list shall rather than.
Also move actually out of this consent.
Objection, hearing none, so ordered. It'll be line 20 and line 22, where it says must be changed to shall. Okay. Now we come to page 5.
On the E, state agency that have authority to grant loans shall adopt regulation that establishes separate procedures for granting and referring loans to a person to whom this chapter applies. So let's make sure which chapter we're talking about.
Well, let me ask a question. if the legislator is supposed to go out and he can get a loan under normal circumstances that the rest of the public does, why do we have to establish special procedures for a loan?
Mr. Chairman, I didn't go far enough. It says here, however, the regulation need not govern loans described in A of this section. So it's covered. I think you don't
generally need to, available to the public.
Right. You don't need to. So I just stopped a little short. Yes.
Go to page. Do we have any commitments or other meetings, early meetings that we all have to go to? Or
yeah.
What time? 2:30. 4:03.
2:30.
I've got to go also.
Do you want to continue on, or do you want to go to your meetings? And I don't want to sit here with just a couple of people, because this thing is too important to, if I'm going to lose some couple of you, I may just as well hold it over then and continue.
There's still four.
we're having it coming up again on Friday.
Yeah. We're down two confidential information, is that correct?
We're down to page 5.
May I ask, you said you had some legal...
Yes, I've got some coming to.
You know, I'd like to be interested in that, too.
Okay, is it the desire of the committee that we cease at this point so you can go to meetings and so on and take it up again on Friday? All right. Hearing that type of suggestion, is there anything to come before the committee?
Yeah, just let the record show, Mr. Chairman, the Republicans in here just don't care about ethics and anything.
I knew that I was on a deal, and I said if I ever hit that deal again, I'm trying to figure out, I was going to raise hell.
We're going to sign that one sign-off sheet. Is everybody on this one? How did you sign it?
They had such a time crunch, though.
We got
it's all April 15th.
Okay.
I think it's amazing.